Blog Talk Radio.
This pot smells delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew.
Beef stew.
Now we're talking about beef stew.
Beef stew.
Try this beef stew. Try this beef stew.
Yes, what's up, and good night. This is your girl, Kay Nicole, and this is Ladies Night. You already know your girl got something to talk about, something to discuss. You know how we do it. Thank y'all for tuning in, you know. Thank y'all for tuning in, you know. Today was a beautiful day out. But, you know, my topic, I got a two-part topic. You know I got to definitely shout out the fathers out there. This is Father's Day weekend. You know we got to let these fathers know. Yeah, that's DJ Big Stu in the building. So, you know, I definitely got to give some love out to the fathers. You know what I'm saying? And any of y'all that want to call in, shout out that father in your life. You know what I'm saying? Your husband, your baby daddy, daddy. Who knows? But, you know, your uncle, you know, cousin, you want to shout them out, because, you know, tonight is that night, ladies night, it's Friday, you know what I'm saying, it's your girl, Kay Nicole, we got DJ Big Stu over here on the ones and two as always, but,
yes, sir,
my first part of the show, my Father's Day shout-out's going to be like, I'm going to do that after, and, I'm going to do that after, you know what I'm saying, and, but what I want to start off with is today, we got so much going on about the molestation and child abuse of all kind of stuff happening with our children, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, just recently it hit real close to home, man, and PS-208 is right here on between Lenox and Fifth Avenue, you know? I know a few kids in that school, you know, I actually know some kids that were teached by that teacher, you know, that just got in trouble for touching these kids in PS-208, and it's just amazing to me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, you know, so, but, you know, I just want to touch base with a little bit of that, you know, and give, you know, a little insight, some of the research I found out about what's going on with these children, and maybe some signs, and, you know, sometimes you got to pay attention to the signs, pay attention to, you know, everything that's going on around you. Pay attention to the behaviors your children are, you know, exhibiting. You got to pay attention. You got to be involved. And we're going, you know, I got some, the top 10, you know, signs that your child, you know, may or may not have been abused. We got the top 10 signs of abuse of a child. You know, you pay good attention to these. And we'll go over some things that you could do to just try to keep your child safe as possible, you know. This your girl, Kay Nicole.
What's up?
We got DJ Big Stu in the building. We're going to chop it up a little bit. We're going to play a song. But we're going to come back and get into that, because I definitely want to talk on our children, you know. We gotta speak out loud about that. All right. Y'all stay tuned in. DJ Big Stu, hit that music. Yeah.
Yeah, baby, it's your man, DJ Big Stu. You know we got that Sisters on the Grind mixtape in the stores right now. That joint is fire. You know that joint is fire. Got your girl, Moxie, Forever, Smoke Dog, John Miss, Love Misses, Madame Madonna, Miss Peaches, and your girl, Nicolette. Make sure y'all support that. Harlem Stand Up, Queensbridge Stand Up, Brooklyn Stand Up, everybody across the world stand up. Sisters on the Grind. Make sure you get that. This one for all them sisters out there that can help.
DJs, we got the streets. Y'all can have the rest.
Beast 2.
girl K Nicole, Lady Night, DJ Big Stu, and 1 and 2.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know how we do it. Like I said, you know, we doing a 2-part show. Got to show the love to the folks, but I really want to chop it up and get into, you know, what's going on in our news big time today. You know, just recently DJ Big Stu, they got a school 208 right here in our neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And, you know, where they find a guy has been molesting a child there, and who knows, maybe it's more children, and maybe he was at another school, because I recently found out that he's only been at this school for maybe 3 years.
He befriended the child, he befriended the family and everything.
And what's so crazy, I know children in that school. What's so even crazier, I know a child that had him as a teacher, and the parents said he just seemed like a cool guy, you know?
Wow.
It is wild, because, you know, that's the one, you know, that it usually be somebody that you feel comfortable around, you know? You ready to let them, you know, be around your child. You just feel comfortable about it.
I don't feel comfortable around nobody. You're right. Some family, you know?
You're right, Stu. Nowadays, you can't trust anybody. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
It's totally sad. It's not just the school. I hate to say it, it's our churches. It's our look what the what's this? What is that? Penn State, is it?
Yeah, Penn State coach.
With the head coach.
Yeah.
And all this stuff they hid just to keep the Penn State one of the top schools. It's unbelievable. They said this man was doing unbelievable things to the little boys inside the gyms of the school. Other people witnessed it and everything. They just kept it under wraps. It's horrible. They said the details to the case would make you want to put him under the jail. This is a big time man, real influence, and it's crazy how I found out that he is the founder of the Fresh Air Fund, which a lot of our kids, you know, that lives in a, you know, with families that may not have all the pools and stuff like that. You give a, the Fresh Air Fund was let me explain that, was a program for like inner city children that didn't have the, you know, couldn't afford the luxuries of the pools and the life that the people in the Fresh Air Fund have, you know. So they would invite the kids to come over for maybe a week or two, I think, like that, in the summertime, and get to know, you know, different things, learn how to be outdoor, maybe on a farm, who knows, just different things in life that, you know, a lot of our inner city kids could be from, you know, just ghettos, projects, you know, and they'll learn something. But to find out that this Penn State head coach, is the head coach of Penn State, one of the biggest coaches out there, founded this program, and then to find out that he's molested numerous boys during this, you know, it's like he found a way to get them to his house legally. It's just sad.
Yeah, you know? It is. It truly is.
It's just crazy to find out that, you know, there's no trust left in the world. What's going on? We need to build our trust back. What's going on?
I mean, it always was coaches doing that. You know, there was a scandal with the Riverside Church similar to that. There's scandals with rabbis and all this stuff. All over. I don't know what's going on. Nowadays, it's hard to see, man, who's who, man.
Yeah, it's hard to tell who's on your side and who's the devil out to get you, you know?
Yep.
It's crazy, especially when it comes out with churches. Like, that's the one place you rely on, even more than the schools itself. You know, you want to go there and get some real godly advice, you know? The other day, somebody asked me, do you feel if a pastor or one of them was molesting a child, do you feel like they are held at a higher regard than a normal person?
And I think they are.
I totally agree with you. But that person answered was like, no, I think it's just the same. No, it's not the same. You are a child of God.
Yeah, yeah, you know,
like,
you're
literally,
preaching,
you know?
You're God's messenger. You're preaching the
like
book
the priest
of faith,
that was
know?
Going on with these Catholic church, did you feel like they should be? Yes, they should be. Because you are a child of God. You are in the priesthood. You don't study things.
You are in a position to influence people, too.
Exactly.
People
and then
something's right or wrong.
Exactly. And you got people, like you said, looking up to you. You got people entrusting you with their children. And you know right from wrong because you know what? You're studying. You're supposed to be a master of right from wrong, especially on a moral level. And for you to be the type of person, a pastor, preacher, you in the church, a man of God, you know, I find that to be the most biggest disgrace. You know, I don't see. But what makes me so sad is how much kids was just sacrificed because they would throw this stuff under the water like nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
Just to keep the churches and the schools and summer camps and whatever going. You know, it's terrible. You know, we got to really pay attention to our children, man. We got to really pay attention to what's going on. You know, I know it's hard. You know, a lot of us is out there single. And not even if you're not single, you could be together and we just in a struggle. And I know we're trying to get that money, working them overtime hours, doing whatever. But we got to really get in our child, on our child. We got to be in their head. We got to know our child. We got to know what's going on because, you know, you get a kid that's sitting there lonely and we needed attention, and the attention they seek or the attention that's coming towards them, you know, they don't know how to handle it, you know? It's just horrible, man. But, you know, I just have to spread a little bit of light on this subject because this, to me, is just so major, you know? Just so major to find out that right here, close to home, you know, it's just hitting hard how much is going around. It's too many teachers and too many preachers and pastors. What is happening?
And doctors.
Doctors.
Dentists.
Everything. Dentists. I mean,
counselors and big brothers.
I'm definitely happy for us getting the inside of the situation, but for us to just, you know, live with it, it's just horrible how it's just going down right now. You know? What you think, Sue?
I think it's crazy. I think, you know, that's when you see things on, you know, YouTube, the pair of weights, and they was bringing the guy through. Parent jumps out, shoot the guy up, you know?
Yeah.
That's what, you know, that's the society is crazy, man, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
People are feeling too free to do things. I mean, it was always snatching kids. Like, a little boy just got snatched today.
I mean, just
today, a little young man, a five-year-old little boy just got snatched today, you know what I'm saying? And they were saying, and they said a white male snatched them. They had. I wish I could tell y'all the serial number of his car, but
right.
Of his license plate. But go look on the news if you really want to find out, because they do have his license plate.
Yeah.
So you know you might run across this guy. Anybody out there? So if I, you know, that's the least I can say. But yeah, it's just crazy, man. It's like I worry about, you know, you take your kid outside, your kid run a little far. Next thing you know, you got a person running. Dude, I think we was in the studio the other day looking at this tape.
Yeah,
of this,
right?
This man just trying to take the kid, like, forcefully take the kid from the teacher in the school. Like,
I mean, this teacher was walking with her class.
She had to fight. Yeah.
And this teacher was literally fighting this man. Like they going toe-to-toe. He is trying to take the kid right in front of the school,
yeah.
In front of the teacher. It's just amazing. Like, I mean, he was not even leaving. As much as the teacher was fighting him, he was not leaving. He wanted to stay.
If it wasn't for this other man come walking up the block, a man happened to come walking up the block.
I think
like
it was
said,
probably somebody that worked in the school, too.
Yeah.
He came out with a stick or something
like
that.
Yeah, he came out with a stick, and he walked up the block, and, you know, homeboy left. But this is after, like, 20, 30 minutes of this dude really trying to fight the lady.
Yeah, the lady was good 10 minutes. She was fighting this man. And it's just amazing. Like, he was just so bold to take the kid right off the school line. Just going to take the kid and go.
This wasn't no little guy, you know.
And it wasn't, and you know what, Stu? It wasn't even an open area. He done came in the schoolyard next to the school, you know what I'm saying? Like, he just, it was just how bold it was. He just going to pick him a child and take it. We got to pay attention to our kids, man. We got to start paying attention to these kids with these men with these records. You know what I'm saying? You got to start looking in your neighborhood and paying attention to who's in your neighborhood and who's around you.
Yep.
Because it's just crazy, especially if you're in the inner city, because that's where they put them all at, in the inner city. And most of us don't check them out and see what's going on for these, you know, check out the offenders list, offender hotline, you know, and find out who's around you. A lot of us don't. We need to start doing that. We need to know what's going on, man, because our kids are suffering. Suffering in the hands of people we trust and in the hands of strangers.
Well,
you know? So, well, you know, y'all stay tuned then. It's your girl, K. Nicole, DJ Briggs doing the 1 and 2. When I come back, you know, we'll talk some more, chop it up. And I'm going to get into, you know, signs. I got the top 10 signs of child abuse, you know your kids, know what's going on with them, and you know, and yeah, stay tuned in. It's your girl K. Nicole, ladies night. Yeah.
Maybe on Twitter like yo, you tore it up. Late nights with the mother chicks, claiming that they gon' need another sip. Shawty know what's happening cause we pull it up. Late nights been a couple of, this year fresh gear, just another load. This right here is an open door to overload and overdose. You got the shit to make, come on too. Tell me, baby, how you have fun, do. And since I heard you plan to do it real big now, I'ma do it with your big time too. The nightlife when the sky's dark blue, champagne bottle popping over one time too. Say what, you got a twin, tell her she can come too. Cause I'm the real expert, what a dream come true. Ride with the niggas, fly cheap. Fire with the niggas, better search a little home. Take the downtown shop, kids, her LV. She fly with her, I just wanna see your pussy poppin' so dumb. Head so smart, booty so dumb. Oh shit, I think you the one. I look up in the mirror like, what's up, dog? Thinking that it's gonna be. Tell the front desk, I'ma need a
quick call.
I heard them pushing rhymes like,
wait.
You know, a nigga starting to get. People always asking me why. I tell them, shot town, my town. Man, I'm taking them down like 11 below. You hearing them now like you never before. Been running the town, give me the crown. Cause either the world or the kid in the blow. Grabbing your girl, finna go to the mo. Rubbing the pearl before we go to my show. In and out, just in it to go. If you already know, then you already told. So tonight,
Bad bitches showing me they underclothes. Maybe on Twitter like, yo, you tore it up. Late nights with the mother chicks, claiming that they gon' need another suit. Shawty know what's happening cause we pull it up. Late nights been a couple of, this year fresh year, just another load. This right here is an open toe to overload and overdose.
Let me see, God, I can't wait to get you home. my shirt off.
Show my chest.
And we've been sipping on that Merlot.
So you know what's next?
We're taking the mission, switching positions. We so explicit. Oh.
You've been saying all night long that you couldn't wait to get me all alone. What you gonna do to me? Don't talk about it.
Ice, talking cash shit, been balling all my life, Lamborghini fast whips, she down to ride and deserves a boss who down to provide, we run the streets but on G5s, I'm talking fly, boots and blue jeans, Cartier, newer rings, you with a big boy, so we do the big things, had the valet parking, Chanel hoodie on, looking like Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman on wanted, she on my wanted poster, Ciroc and my mimosa, I'm balling like LeBron, we shopping in Milan, the 458 Ferrari, I park it on the lawn, I let her meet my tongue, she blew up like a bomb, the sex is so explosive, her stuff is supersonic, she my new addiction, I swear I'm through with chronic, Rosé and Usher Raymond, girl we the hottest, rocking the most ice. I said we the hottest.
You've been saying all night long that you couldn't make me call. What you gonna do to me? Don't talk about it, be about it. Let me see, let me see. I can't wait to get you home. Talk a good guy, man. Come on. Talk about what you gonna do to me. Talk about it, be about it. Let me see, let me see, let me see.
You bluff.
Yes, that was that new Usher. That's real sexy right there, man. I like that Usher joint, man. That's bad. I'm telling you.
Yep. Usher picture of Rick Ross.
Rick Ross. I don't know. I love me some Rick Ross. His little chubby ass. I don't know. I don't know why. He got that funny voice. Rick Ross, Usher. I like that joint. But it's your girl, K. Nicole. We got DJ Big Stu in the building. Beast Stu Radio. You know where you at. You know, we in here discussing what's going on in the news today, you know, especially with the things going on with our children, the molestations, the sexual abuse, the scandals going on with our children today, people. We need to start paying attention to what's going on, man, because, you know, there's always signs to things, and then sometimes, you know, things, it's horrible, but they do happen. And you know they happen. And it's sick. There's some sick people out here. I don't know. They just sick. They just let either they born sick or they just let their mental go, you know? And it's just some real sick people out here. They don't care who you are, what you are, you know? And they just after you. Vultures, beasts, you know? But, like I said before, I want to go over some signs. There's signs you should pay attention to, signs, different types of behavior your kid might exhibit, you know, when they're abused. I got the top 10 signs of abuse, of child abuse in a child, you know. I'll start from number 10. Number 10, inappropriate sexual behavior. You know what that is. That's children who have been sexually abused exhibit overly sexualized behavior or use explicit sexual language, and you know, which means that there's a, you know, most of the time a kid that's being abused, you know, will be probably touching on other kids or saying real sexual things to another child. Nine times out of ten, that child don't even know what that is, you know. But this child,
but you know, a lot of kids say explicit and, you know, sexual stuff nowadays.
It depends on the explicit and sexual. And it depends how young the child is, too.
Okay.
Certain children at a certain age shouldn't know some things. You understand what I'm saying?
I agree with
you. Now, when your kid getting 11, 12, 10 year old, they start learning these things, man. I'd be amazed at the things my daughter knows when she's 12, you know. I'd be amazed at the things. Like, what y'all talking about? Like, what's going on in these kids' school? But what y'all friends doing? But anyway, you know. I know. At a certain age, certain things your child shouldn't be saying or knowing how to do it, or her body language shouldn't show certain things. You understand?
No doubt.
You know? So, inappropriate sexual behavior. So, you got to pay attention to children who exhibit overly sexualized behavior or use of explicit language. You know something. You know, you're looking at a 6-year-old and she's ready to, you know.
Yep.
You know? So, number 9. Risk-taking behavior. Young people who are being abused may engage in illegal activities such as using drugs, alcohol, or carrying weapons. And this is most likely to numb the feeling of what they're going through. You know what I'm saying? So you got to pay attention. It's different signs. You might have a kid that's too sexually, you know, showing too much sexuality at a young age, and you might have a kid that's doing crazy stuff, wanting to do some crazy behavior because they don't care no more. Mm. And they don't feel like nobody else cares about them. So you got to pay attention to these signs, you know. I know it's hard out there, parents, man. We work. And we try to keep our houses together, keep our kids with everything they want and need. And, you know, but, you know, you got to take a time out and stop and, you know, get into your child's head, see where their head at, see what they doing, what's going on with them. I know it's hard. Believe me that. Number 8, lack of personal care or hygiene. Abused and neglected children may appear uncared for and may be wearing unsuitable clothing for the weather. So, you know, especially if you're looking at another child, you can pay attention to that. You know, look at a person, even your kid. You looking at, you know, God forbid something is going on and you just start noticing your child don't want to take a bath no more. They don't want to be clean. They don't want to brush their teeth. They don't want to do nothing. This is out the blue. It might be something going on. It might not be somebody molesting them, but it could be something happening. Your child behavior is completely different and completely changed. So you need to see what's going on and what's happening, what's going on with your child, you know.
I agree on that one, totally, too.
You know, if your kid, and if you notice some kids, we see some of the kids in the hood, it be the winter time, this kid look like he got on a real spring jacket.
Yeah, you know, they say a lot of that happens to kids that be locked up in little, you know, group homes or prisons.
You know, and he, but you know, he outside still trooping, and she, you know.
That they've been through a hard time, you know.
You know, so, you know, you pay attention to things. And, you know, you see that little kid with the little spring jacket or something, you know it's inappropriate. And you know that child can't afford it. You probably got something in your closet. You can look out for the child. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, think about it. Even though you got the little kids now, they don't appreciate things. So you got to be careful with that, too. All right? So that's lack of personal care or hygiene. You know, you start paying attention to any change in, like, a drastic change with your child. You know, especially in their personal hygiene, you know, and they lack of personal care. Number 7, changes in school reform and attendance. School performance and attendance. All right, abused children may have difficulty concentrating and have excessive absences, sometimes due to adult trying to hide the children's injuries from authorities. So, you know, especially if you're a teacher or you got a child that has a little friend and every now and then you see the little kid and you don't see the kid for a little while and the kid is always looking skinny, fragile, and disheveled. I mean, it's possible the child could be being abused and then it could be possible of a little kid that don't want to eat nothing, you know. But, you know, you pay attention to things like that, you know. Especially with a teacher or somebody that's doing something which, you know, after school sessions or anything, you got a kid that's never there, always sometimes there. When you do come, the kid look like he got little injuries and stuff like that, you know. Different changes and stuff. even in your kid, you never know. You might notice your child don't want to go someplace now. This used to be the kid's favorite place to go to. Now they don't want to go. They hate it, can't stand it. Every time they do go, you notice a different change in your child's behavior. So, you know, you got to pay attention to all these things, you know. Changes in school performance and attendance. And a lot of kids that's being abused, you know, they don't care no more. So they don't want to try no more. So they'll start to fail and their performance will go down. So you got to pay attention to that. So it could be anything. It might not be abuse, but it could be something going on with your child. You know, you got to notice the little drastic changes. Number six, changes in sleeping. Abused children may have frequent nightmares or may appear tired and fatigued most of the time. You know, your kid is always having a nightmare every night. You know, she seems tired. She don't want to get up. She don't want to face the world. It could be something going on. Pay attention. Signs are there, and sometimes people, I hate to say it, there might not be no signs, because a lot of the times when a kid is being abused, a kid is so scared to even say something, they just hold it in, you know. So changes in sleeping, you know, and just changes in the kid's overall behavior, you know. They don't want to participate, they don't want to get up, they just want to sleep. Or they having nightmares, pay attention to all of that, you know. You know what I'm saying, Stu?
Yes, no doubt.
You know, so we're going to get into some more music. And I'm going to go through my next five. And I just want y'all to... Next five top signs of abused children. I just want y'all to listen to the signs and pay attention. And we get back, man. If anybody else...
I know some of you people who kids look like that. I'm going to turn y'all in. I know some people I'm thinking about.
Yeah, and you know, especially if you know that the parent looking good.
That's not a joke.
And the kid is not, you know.
That's not a joke. I'm just trying.
It's hard to... It's crazy. But, you know, the number is 914-338-1685. I'm about to do a little Father's Day shout-out after I do my top 10. So, you know, you want to get on it. Let that father in your life be appreciated. Let them know you appreciate them. So, you know, stay tuned in. It's your girl, K. Nicole, DJ Big Stu on the ones and twos. You're going to get that music popping.
The movies. Damn sure it's a movie.
That's right, nigga.
Don't you judge me.
Look in the mirror, nigga.
Yeah.
Judge
yeah.
That, bitch.
Fucking these high price hoes with these bad ass attitudes.
They like to make
watch me
bad.
Take the game to another altitude.
We on Pluto.
Can't fly every day on my agenda for the bullshit.
Huh.
Getting money, all I remember. Don't you judge me.
I was facing trap.
Fuck.
I was goal, I gave my lawyer like 80 jabs.
True story.
For every crime I was acquitted.
Word.
And I should be facing time for all the crimes committed.
Fuck that.
Roll murder, call the dime, he tell me come and visit.
Murder.
Hot boy, but my time is like a fucking blizzard.
Don't you love me?
Water flowing like a river. I pledge allegiance to the streets. This a big business. Cold silence. This a stand beside. Man, these bitches cause a riot. It's red bottoms everywhere I go. We get money in the hood, nigga, that for sure. Go to Vegas with them elephant eyes. Smashing on this bitch with them jello shots. I had them shots just pulling up like what the bummer.
Don't you love me?
Vampires are an intrusive race, not a topic you welcome into merely because they've been bitten. Vampire has no mercy, no regrets. He could change shapes.
I mean, yes,
he could
Lord,
be sitting right next to us right now and
I love him light.
Yeah.
Short, tall, thick, thin, and back one more again.
All right.
But it's this one little particular situation I need to tell y'all about.
You did.
I met a honey about a week ago. I got a little, but I need some more.
Red at red.com. I'm high in my girl high, yo.
Cinderella. Fine as wine, put it in a wine cellar. Roses are red, do you mind if I smell them? What can you do, Consuela, Consuela? I like them light skin, lighter than a feather. And if she red hot, I'm biting that pepper. Tighter than my leather pants, let them sag. She the same color as my flag.
About, you know, I got the top 10 signs of child abuse, you know, top 10 signs you should pay attention to, you know, when you're considering child abuse in a child, you know, and we was at number 6. I did from 10 to 6, 10, inappropriate sexual behavior, 9, risk-taking behavior, 8, lack of personal care or hygiene, 7, changes in school performance and attendance. So, you know, pay attention to that, too. Changes in sleep. You know, your kid might be having nightmares, frequent nightmares, you know. Always tired. You never know, you know. It's a stress on their brains. Number 6 was changes in sleep. And then we're going to get to number 5. Changes in eating. The stress, fear, and anxiety caused by abuse can lead to changes in the child's eating behavior, which may result in weight gain or weight loss. So pay attention. You know, your child is eating all the time for some reason. You know, don't want you to see them, look at them, you know, just down and loathing. They eat it and getting fat and you know. Pay attention to that, you know. Pay attention to your child that's not eating, you know. You know, never want to eat, you know. They're just nervous and, you know, and jittery all the time. They just, you know, pay attention to the changes in eating. It's definitely important when you're, you know, looking for signs of abuse. All right. And number 4, fear of going home. You know, if you get a child that has a fear of going home, you need to pay attention to that, you know. Abused children may express apprehension or anxiety about leaving school, about going places with the person who is abusing them. So, a fear of going home. You got a kid that's like, oh, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to go with this person. I don't want to go. I don't like them, you know. You got to pay attention to that. Got to pay attention to if your child is, you know, just real scared of a person for no reason. For some reason, your child don't want to be around this person. Or, you know, he has a real fear. I personally, I don't believe in you forcing your child on anybody. You know, sometimes you got friends and family that want to hug. Hey. Your child don't feel comfortable, then, you know, she don't feel comfortable. He don't feel comfortable. You know, not to be disrespectful, but you never know. You know, you be forcing the kid on the person that's abusing them. And you never know. That's all I'm saying. But, you know, it's not always like that. Sometimes a kid just ain't comfortable. Sometimes we just got to respect child's feelings, too. You know, so fear of going home, you know, anxiety about being with somebody else, you paying attention, your child really expressing that she doesn't want or he doesn't want to be around this person or go anywhere with this person. So, you know, you might need to pay attention to that. That's one of the signs, fear of going home. Number three, age inappropriate behaviors. I said that, and they bring it back. Abused children may display age inappropriate behaviors. You know, for older children, thumb sucking, bedwetting, you know, fear of the dark. So you got to think about it. You got a 12, 13 year old, all of a sudden she's sucking her thumb and she's scared of sleeping by herself, and you're wondering, or he, you know, what's going on. So you need to pay attention to that, you know. Age inappropriate behavior. I didn't have that. That was just, inappropriate behaviors from the child. Now, this one is age inappropriate behaviors. Number three. Number two, changes in behavior. You know, pay attention to the changes in your child behavior. You know what I'm saying? Abuse can lead to many changes in a child's behavior. Abused children often appear scared, anxious, depressed, withdrawn, or overly aggressive. So if these are some sudden signs, you know, your child is starting to express around a certain person, or maybe just in general, you know, you want to get to the bottom of it, see what's going on. You know, want to know what's happening with your kid all the time. That's the key. You always want to know what your kid is doing, what's going on with your child. You always want to know, you know. So, you know, I'm going to get into some more music, and I'm going to leave number one to get after this music. And then, you know, we're going to shout out the fathers. No. The fathers out there that's holding it down right now. You know what I'm saying? Your fathers know who I'm talking about, man. Fathers out there that's really, really, really doing the daggone thing, you know? So let's get into some more music. It's your girl, K. Nicole, Ladies Night, and let's get it.
Some rain, and you said you protect me. What up, Mo?
What up?
You know it's your girl, KC.
Oh, hey.
I've been thinking about this guy I really feel a lot, and
yeah.
Everything that he's been through, I just want him to trust me.
He should.
I'll never hurt him, but...
But what?
You know, love. If he loves you, he need to show you that he loves you. I just feel like...
Let me be the one who can take you from all the things you see. And if you trust in me, I can be that for anything you need.
Anything you need.
Baby, don't you run from me, baby. I'll give you every little piece of me. No, I won't leave out a thing, 'cause I know.
I know you've seen a lot of things in your life. Got you feeling like this can't be right. But I won't hurt you, I'm down for you, baby.
I know you've seen a lot,
Of things in your life. Feeling like this can't be right, but I won't hurt you. I'm down for you, baby.
I'm down for you, baby.
No, let me show you love can be easy. You just let it be.
Let it be.
Nothing is promised, but I believe if you give me everything.
Trust.
And I give you everything that I got.
Joint too right there too, you know what I'm saying? Shit girl Kane and Cole, ladies night, and we you know, I'm gonna close it out about my top 10 signs with number one. You know, number one on the list, make sure you definitely pay attention when your child comes home with unexplained injuries. Visible signs of physical abuse may include unexplained burns or bruises or the shape of objects. You may also hear unconvincing explanations of what happened to your child. You know what I'm saying? So I think for sure. Pay attention, anxiously. I got a bruise on the arms, legs, him, you know. You never know. You got to really pay attention. I think, you know, parents out there, make sure y'all examine y'all kids. You know, look at them. Pay attention. Don't be scared. Bend them over. Look at it. Look at over them legs. You want to see, you know. You want to see what's happening. Make sure you, you know, you look at your children. You know, especially if you feel in some kind of way, you pay attention to every aspect of them, their body, their behaviors, you know, the signs and symptoms of abuse. You got to pay attention to it, you know. And it's sad that we got such real high officials we have to worry about, like the people in our schools, the people in the summer camps, the people in the churches. I mean, these things been going on forever. This is nothing new. It's just, we touching up on it, making sure people stay aware of what's happening out there, you know. And the more aware you are, the less chances things like this can happen. So, you know, you pay attention to your kid, you pay attention to what's going on, you know. And hopefully, you know, and that's all you can wish for. You hope for the best, you wish for the best, you pray for the best for your child, you know what I'm saying? So I just went through the top 10 signs of child abuse. And I'll run through them one more time real quick. Number 10, inappropriate sexual behavior. Number 9, risk-taking behavior. Number 8, the lack of personal care or hygiene. Pay attention. Changes, number 7, changes in school performance and attendance. Number 6, changes in sleep, you know what I'm saying? Number 5, changes in eating. Number 4, fear of going home. Number 3, age inappropriate behavior. Number 2, changes in behavior. Number 1, unexplained injuries. A lot of times, that'd be the sign right there. Child got a bruise here, bruise there, we didn't pay attention to it. But, you know, it might not be, it might not even be nothing, but you always got to pay attention because our kids run and play and do all kinds of stuff and get hurt. But, you just want to be aware, you know, people. It's been going on. It's not going to stop. I don't know. We got some sick people out here. I don't think it'll ever stop. But the more aware of what is going on and the more, you know, you be aware of who's around you, the less chances things like this can happen. And it's your girl, Kayna Cole, who's ladies' night, you know. I'm going to play one more song. And then I want to do a few shout-outs, you know, on Father's Day. You know how we do it. You know what I'm saying? We want to shout-out the fathers. Let them know. You know, we're going to let them know. We're going to just let them know we definitely appreciate them. You know what I'm saying? To the fathers. Well, let me get into this next song. It's your girl, Kayna Cole. It's Ladies Night. Let me do it. That's it.
Me none. You say you a gangster, ain't seen a thing you done. I do it all myself, I ain't getting help from no one, from no one. Yeah, I'm young, 21, living in a crazy world, but I know the difference between a man and a herb. You frontin' like you got it, claim they hitting on your wallet, Gucci telling you the time and you watch it. No, I ain't stunning like my daddy, he's living with my Grammy, used to be a big baller, he's surviving off of gambling, but I love him. Church finding faith, thank God, cause the real world hurts. So much evil lurks, they just make us a work, but we can't find work. Oh, I love my man and the girl in a one bedroom South Beach lifestyle. They just paying for the view. Mommy on the couch since she was 42, sacrificing for the kids, cause that's what mommies do. So I smoke my spliff, I spliff it hard. Andy says that my voice is getting too harsh, so I sobered up and my thoughts they rush. And now I think of you behind bars, cross state lines, they flipping good. In Miami, you catch a charge, and the whole family tears apart. You say you a gangster, that don't impress me none. You say you a gangster, ain't seen a thing you done. I do it all myself, I ain't getting.
lessons. Just hoping I learned all the lessons. And I'm paying for this session. I'm paying for this session. And I'm paying rent, food, clothes, phone, Christmas presents. Six shots in, I'm just counting on my blessings. No days out, baby, I ain't resting. I tore my sins, now I'm done confessing. You say you a gangster, but that don't impress me none. You say you a gangster, ain't seen a thing you done. I do it all myself, I ain't getting help from no one, from no one. You say you a gangster, but that don't impress me none. You say you a gangster, ain't seen a thing you done. I do it all myself, I ain't getting help from no one, from no one. Don't impress me none. You say you a gangster. Ain't seen a thing you done. You done.
You said you a gangster. That don't impress me none. That's my jump off. This your girl K Nicole, and this is Ladies Night. And you know this is Father's Day weekend, man. Father's Day weekend. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of things going down this weekend. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to all the fathers out there. Big shout out to all the fathers out there. I want to give a big shout out to my father. I love you, Daddy. My father, Fred Odom. I love you. My dad. I want a big shout out to him. You know what I'm saying? My dad. He's a good dad. I thank God for having a dad like the dad I have, you know? A lot of people don't. Big shout out to DJ Big Stu, the father. Big shout out, you know, to the whole crew. All the fathers out there, you know what I'm saying? No. Make sure you, whatever y'all do tonight, this weekend, be safe, you know. Go out there and hang out, you know. But I'm getting to a few more songs, you know, and I'm going to get out of here early. I got some plans for Father's Day weekend, too. I just really wanted to touch up on, you know, just us being aware, you know, being aware of what's going on with our children, you know, today. Today is a wild world. It's just technically digital. You know, you don't know what could be happening, man. There's so much undercover, hidden, secret type of, you know, just devious mind thinking people out there. There's just a lot going on. So, you know, you just want to make sure you know, stay alert, stay aware. So, you know, I'm going to get into my next song. And, yeah, stay tuned. I'll be right back. Yeah.
Take your shots in here. You want one?
Yeah, 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 yeah,
hella cool tonight, yeah.
Father's Day weekend, and make sure y'all be safe out there. You know what I'm saying? Any of y'all fathers going out tonight, hanging out, make sure y'all be safe. Anybody hanging out tonight, going out, be safe. It's your girl K Nicole. You know, I'm gonna wrap it up. You know, but you know how we do it every Friday, 11 until, you know, I got something to talk about next week. I have something else. Something going on, you know? Make sure y'all tune in every Friday, 11 p.m., Beast Through Radio. Make sure y'all tune in 7 days a week, 10 p.m. until Fridays, 11 p.m. until Ladies Night. You know, we got to do it different. We got to do it big. Ladies Night, you know. This your girl, K Nicole. This is Ladies Night. It's Beast Through Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being with me. No, you fathers, have a good Father's Day weekend. And I'm out of here. Have a good weekend. Good night, everybody.
Yeah, here, baby. It's your man, DJ Sage Stu. You know we got that Sisters on the Grind mixtape in the stores right now. That joint is fire. You know that joint is fire. Got your girl, Monty Forever, Smoke Dog, John Miss, Thug Misses, Madam Madonna, Miss Peaches, and your girl, Nicolette. Make sure y'all support that. Harlem Stand Up, Queensbridge Stand Up, Brooklyn Stand Up, everybody across the world stand up. Sisters on the Grind. Make sure you get that. This one for all them sisters out there that be handling it.
DJs, we got the streets. Y'all can have the rest.
Beat Suit.